Extra Extra, read all about it. EXP just changed their revenue share model. The other brokerages are saying that EXP cut it in half. That couldn't be further from the truth, because EXP just took the amazing opportunity of rev share that they essentially created, that has been copied over and over and over again, and they absolutely blew it up for specific groups of people that we're going to talk about. So I'm going to explain exactly what happened with the EXP revenue share model, why it is a massive opportunity for most, and we're going to talk about all that and more next.
Welcome to the Real Estate Agent Playbook, helping you win at the game of real estate every day. Here is your host, Jeremy Kane.
What's up, guys? Jeremy Kane with the Real Estate Agent Playbook. As you know, I am an agent at eXp Realty, the original cloud-based brokerage model that has absolutely changed the game for real estate. If you're interested in joining eXp, and that's why you are watching this video, please book a call with me to talk about joining the record-breaking group at the Wolfpack. There's a link below. If you're at eXp, I hope this helps explain some of the things and we can all grow together. So throw me a comment, shoot me a DM on Instagram, the RE Agent Playbook, and let's dive into exactly what just happened. Okay, so eXp Revenue Share 2.0. Revenue share is something we have to discuss first and foremost. This is an alternative income stream to the traditional brokerage model, which is just trade your time for money, sell houses in your specific licensed area. The revenue share model allows you to grow globally, so it's almost a brokerage opportunity, or managing broker, employing broker opportunity with no borders. And as you know, managing brokers, especially when companies first start, have to wear every single one of the hats. And if they don't wear the hat, they have to pay for it. So whether that's hiring, firing, training, litigation, mediation, marketing, accounting, IT. Oh yeah, we have to still review the files, compliance, make sure agents get paid on time, pay the rent, pay the business expenses. That's all stuff that has to come across a managing broker's plate typically. Well, eXp just allowed their agents to grow the company. So when they were reducing their overhead by going cloud-based, they also were like, okay, well, let's provide opportunity for agents that are actually producing, having day-to-day conversations with other agents, boots on the ground. Let's have them, you know, grow the company this way and be rewarded for it fairly without the massive liability that comes along with being a broker. It's likely for the team lead, right? Maybe a little bit less. Maybe you don't have to pay, you know, the rents and things like that. Maybe you do. But team leads are also somebody who takes on so many duties and so much responsibility. Well, eXp at least provides that brokerage opportunity, and whoever brings or, you know, talks to the agent about coming into eXp, sets it up for them. That's a sponsoring agent. Every time somebody in that agent's downline, seven tiers deep, closes a transaction, this agent is getting compensated. And this is the revenue share model. And we will share slides. I'll talk a little bit about the original revenue share model, or what it was, I guess. And then we'll talk about revenue share 2.0 and why this opportunity is absolutely massive. So let's kind of get into it. Okay, so here's the model that we just came from. We'll call this Revenue Share 1.0. As you know, Revenue Share 2.0 is the one that was just released. So when we look at this, I want you to understand one thing. The adjusted gross commission income is dynamically calculated to ensure that eXp does not pay more than 50% of the money that's coming in into the revenue share pool. What eXp does, as we'll show on a future slide, is they take that money, and all of the money that goes into eXp in the form of commission split is split directly in half. Half of the money goes to eXp and half of the money goes to the revenue share pool. That has not changed 1.0 to 2.0. It's just much more clear what happens to that money and how it's adjusted. So in the event, as you can see here, that all seven tiers were filled and they had the FLQAs needed, as you see on the right, an FLQA is a frontline agent that closes at least $5,000 in GCI every 6 months. So essentially one deal every 6 months in most markets. That is how you open the tiers. And as you can see here, tier one was open immediately. You needed five for tier two, 10 for tier three, and so on, as you see on the right-hand side of the screen. So this was very dialed in. However, if every single tier was open, the sponsor who had you on that tier had the FLQAs needed, then that would completely pay out. If you added all of these numbers up, these 3.5s, the 3.8 and 2.2, all of these numbers actually equaled 20% of the gross commission. Well, eXp only received 20% of the gross commission. The thing was that a lot of these tiers weren't always open. And so eXp has adjusted the FLQA count. They've adjusted some of these numbers on here and change where we calculate the payout from. And so this is the original model. Just to be clear here, $10,000 commission closed. John on my tier one closes $10,000 commission. I would be entitled to up to $350 from that $10,000 commission. Now, what that looked like, I'll show you on the next slide here. So what had happened is eXp would say, okay, this is the company commission, and everything would be calculated off of this number, the commission that the company received. That's the 3.5% we're talking about of the gross commission. So if you have 1533 times 5 to get the gross commission of, you know, 7665, that's how much this GCI was. On my tier one, 3.5% of that money would be $268.28. As you can see here, my final revenue share was paid out $222.67. So this is what I got for this commission, and I should have gotten this based on just that one sheet. But eXp could not pay more than half of the money that it brought in to revenue share. Otherwise, they couldn't pay for the company to run. So it's always been 50-50 split. However, we just had this buffer, so 4561 that I was not getting from this, you know, 3.5% of her gross commission. So that is exactly what it used to be. So here's revenue share 2.0, started with exactly the same. This has not changed, it's just visualized differently. 80% of the commission goes to the agent, 20% goes to eXp while they're still in their capping period. Of that 20%, the company gets 50%, and eXp's revenue share pool gets 50%. So essentially 10% of that whole commission is going to the revenue share pool to be divided out. And so I don't want you to focus on too much in this. As you can see, 17.5 of the revenue share pool. In this section, you have 19 plus 1 for 20%. Notice zero FLQAs on tier 1, 2, and 3. That is new, right? So you do not have to have any tiers open. Who is this good for? This is good for people coming over with a group of agents, maybe also known as a team or a brokerage, to really inspire and help people get their feet on the ground. So a team lead can be here on my tier one. If I bring them in, they could put their top tier agents on tier two and then stack everyone under tier three from there, so that some of their top tier agents are getting a head start on revenue share as well, the life-changing revenue share that it is. And the team lead is not taking a big hit because all three of these tiers are open, as demonstrated right here. So tier one, tier two, tier three. Tier four, you do need 5 qualifying agents personally sponsored. So in that case, the team leads, you know, or the brokers making it, so those top performing agents are on that tier two. He's rewarding them by stacking people on tier three, and he is also going to be rewarded because those are his top tier agents, so they're going to be closing deals. So say he had a team of 25. He stacks his top 7 to 10 people on his tier one, and then he divides the other 15 up, you know, appropriately, so that they start to see rev share. They can start to, you know, grow and have a voice of leadership and that kind of stuff, and no one is affected. So that is this section of 2.0. So what's this mean, right? Let's break this down. An agent closes a transaction, $10,000 commission comes in. Agent's taking $8,000, eXp's taking $2,000. Of eXp's $2,000, 50% goes to eXp, 50% goes to the revenue share model. Next, we have 17.5% of this. So if I brought John to the company, he closed this $10,000 commission, I would get $175 guaranteed from that. Yeah, my sponsor Louis would get 200. His sponsor Mike would get 125. His sponsor Connor would get 75. His sponsor Chris would get 50. Chris's sponsor Ian would get 125. And Tracy would get $250. So that is an exact paid out. But it would only be if they had their FLQAs open, as you know, 5, 10, 15, and 30 for Tier 7. These are the minimum payouts for a capping agent. So if I have a capping agent on my Tier 1, I'm going to max out at $1,400 per year for this piece. I'm going to max out at $1,600 per year for this piece, minimum. Right, so I'm using max out, but it's actually the minimum I would make from a capping agent is this. You see here, we have a bonus. This is the new structure. This is the old SRS buffer, but it's now calculated in a bonus. The difference being the SRS buffer used to be calculated based on how many units were closed across all the tiers, and it would be split amongst, it would be weighted differently depending on how many people were on how many tiers and how many units closed on those tiers. And so it's very confusing and convoluted. They've taken that 7-tier bonus buffer structure and made it a 3-tier bonus structure. So the bonus is calculated based on agents on Tier 1, Tier 2, Tier 3. So if you have agents that close deals, you're going to get this minimum number if they cap, plus a bonus as they go along each month, paid on the third Friday of each month. Okay, so that is how it works. And you can see, okay, you have, you know, 5 to 10 agents who are closing deals and capping. That's pretty good. $1,400 additional dollars just for having them sign up and, you know, come work with you, right? Plus the bonus. Now, with this change, they also incentivized people to, as they come into the company the first year. If you bring an agent, no matter if they're in their 10th year of business or their first year of business, their first year at eXp, you will be paid on that Tier 1 at a 50% of the revenue share pool. So this $10,000 commission, while the agent has not capped, is going to be $500 to your revenue share as we go, capping at $4,000. So that first year agent is worth $4,000 a year. Pretty cool. Then they would slide into this traditional model as we go. The bonus is not affected by this, technically, but if that money is paid out, there will be less money in that 50% pool to bonus at the end. So it's kind of like a guaranteed bonus. It is not a paid out like the bonus. It is paid out at time of transaction close. So then we have this, Revenue Share 2.0. So this is what it looks like, okay? This agent, $3,248, half of that, right, was $3,248 was paid to eXp. Half of that is $1,624. So $1,624 is the company's portion put into the revenue share. Every single dollar of that will be paid out through the tiers or a bonus, right? They're paying out every penny that goes into the revenue share pool. So this is exactly what it used to be. It's just much more transparent. $284.20, that's my final revenue share. On the third Friday of this month, I will get a bonus based on this exact payment. So that is, this is what I'm getting, and then I'm getting the bonus. So that is the difference between revenue share 2.0 and 1.0 is that bonus. So it's kind of like this. Before, the revenue share was on a 45 degree angle, it would grow throughout and you would get a small tiny blip, you know, for that buffer adjustment because it was a lot less. Now you're going to be more hanging out on the floor, right? You're here, it's coming, it's increasing, and then boom, it'll increase drastically on that third Friday so that eXp ensures that all of that money in the revenue share pool is paid out to those tiers 1, 2, and 3 every single month. So you say, okay, well, that bonus sounds good. It still sounds pretty confusing. Where's that money coming from? The bonus money comes from the FLQA shortfall. So if I have an agent on Tier 4 that closes a deal and I don't have 5 FLQAs, or I have an agent on Tier 7 and I don't have 30 FLQAs, that money, I will only get the small portion. So 0.25% of the expansion share, I believe. Let's go back just for number's sake and let's start over here. Okay. So now you... We're going to take it off from when I went to this slide. Okay, so now you ask, well, the bonus still sounds confusing. Where's it coming from? This is exactly where it's coming from. So if I go back two slides and I talk about the FLQA shortage here, if I have an agent that closes a transaction on my tier five, which is right here, and I do not have 10 plus FLQAs, I am actually only going to get 0.5%. So that $10,000 would be, or that $10,000 commission would be a $50 payout for me. It's only when I have the FLQAs at 10 plus that I would get 4.5 plus 5 for that 5% of that pot. So that is wrong again, and I have to redo it. Okay, so now let's talk about where this bonus money comes from. First and foremost, an FLQA shortfall. So the company will not pay the full share, right? Let's say we're on tier seven and we don't have 30 agents. So Frankie on my tier seven closes a deal and I only have 15 qualifying agents, then I am only gonna get 2.5% of that, so the expansion share only, instead of 22.5 plus 2.5%. So if I don't have that tier open, this 22.5% is staying in the revenue share pool and will be divvied up in bonuses based on tiers 1, 2, and 3 and transactions that closed in that month on people's tiers 1, 2, and 3. Likewise, if I do have 30 agents, then I would get that $250 total payout of 25% of the revenue share pool. So that is the first shortfall, is if you do not have FLQAs. So tier 4, 5, 6, and 7 require these FLQAs to be open. And so if I don't have those, that's where the first piece comes from. Next, we have the tier breakage. So say somebody in my tier 2 closes a transaction, but the person that sponsored them, that they're in their tier 1. So my tier 1 agent, John, brought in Sarah. John left the company. Sarah is still there closing deals. No one slides up. Sarah stays on my tier 2. However, the money that John would have earned now goes back into that revenue share pool. And since it was a tier 2 agent closing, I would earn a piece of that bonus based on, you know, the revenue share payout of the total number of transactions on those tiers. So that is tier breakage, which is a big one, right? If someone leaves, you could have, you know, tier 2, tier 3, tier 4 that they left. The agent on tier 6 closes a deal, but the agent on tier 5 doesn't have their FLQAs open. So then it's a whole thing. So there's a lot of areas. So FLQA shortfall, tier breakage, and then revenue share payouts without teams. So original people at the company sometimes only have, you know, 4 tiers up. So if they're on, you know, Joe's tier 1, and there's only 1, 2, 3 people above Joe, then there's also 3 tiers that are unpaid there. This one's probably less likely, but there is still people at the company that are in those higher up tiers that are closing transactions. So out of all of these, there will be a pretty lucrative bonus piece at the end of the month that will be paid out on tiers 1, 2, and 3. So they will receive that bonus on the third Friday. And one thing that people aren't focusing on fully is this right here. Because EXP went to this bonus structure where you know exactly what your floor is, what you're getting paid out at first before the bonus, you can now actually get paid by clicking this button, US only, for the time being, expanding to Canada and then beyond. You can click this button and get paid now. Granted, depending on your bank, it could take 2 hours, it could take 12, it could take 1 day, but you can have access to your revenue share in live time. So what's this look like? And at first I was like, oh, that's like an accounting nightmare. But when you really step back and think about it, with high interest rates on credit cards, with, you know, massive opportunities in the stock market based on day trades and that kind of thing, you can get access to your revenue share all month long for $1, right? So it used to be revenue share would build up, like I said here, right? And we would have to wait till the very end to take it because we didn't know what that final adjustment was going to be. Well, now that we're here, you can start taking pieces of that. So if you get a huge opportunity, you want to make this day trade, not my gig, but it is what it is. Or once you get bigger, there's people that are taking this money out and loaning it as hard money for, you know, fix and flips and things like that. So whatever your investment strategy is, that's not what we're here for. But the access to real-time revenue share right now could be a game changer for some people. This is the only model like it, because the other models still have buffers, still have adjustments, still have to, you know, have the FLQA issues and all of that. Well, EXP 2.0 right here, pay now. This is a game changer, and this will be what we really remember from this shift from 1.0 to 2.0 is this right here, because it is very difficult for this, not only in the back office, to be replicated, but in general, based on the other models that still have, you know, the old EXP copycat going on. So revenue share, get paid now. Absolute game changer, and what I think will be the number one reason why we remember this time right now and this revenue share update. So ultimately, there's a lot to be learned about this new model. There's massive opportunity for people coming into the company to get a sprinting start, where before they had to really be strategic and they had to, okay, I'm going to sponsor everybody on my first tier because I got to make sure my tier two is open before I start putting agents there, you know, strategically. Well, now you have open playing field tiers 1, 2, and 3 for you to kind of be strategic. You can provide opportunities for other people that are coming to get a sprinting start. And ultimately, since those are bonused, you know, at EXP has been, I've heard it all before, like, oh, those guys make so much money at the top, I'm going to go to this brokerage to get the early adopter. Well, now at EXP, tiers 1, 2, and 3 are bonused and rewarded. So agents could come over and really start sprinting and pushing as hard as they can to have those tiers 1, 2, and 3 filled. And then naturally 4, 5, 6, and 7 might build out over time. Essentially, people that are really focused on building and doing all of this typically build out a tier a year. That strategy might be different now because tiers 1, 2, and 3 are those bonus tiers and so on. So the real winners are the people who, the newer agents are at the company, and they can immediately make an impactful revenue share income based on this new revenue share 2.0. The other winners are teams and brokerages. If you're a team or a brokerage and things are getting tough, you're worried about the commission lawsuits, you're thinking, well, if I ever got sued, my company would be gone. This is the time to make it happen. I will also say brokers and team leads, all of the things that EXP is doing for you to come over is beyond this, right? There's more to, you know, EXP bringing teams in, things that they can do to help with that transition other than this revenue share 2.0, which fits perfectly into that plan. So next time you hear somebody say EXP struggling, they cut revenue share in half, that's absolute garbage. What they actually did was make a sustainable, more transparent model. They actually opened tiers up for tiers 1, 2, and 3. So changed a lot of people's lives just like that for making that decision. And they made the revenue share model sustainable long-term. And what they did compared to other models is they opened some tier structures up. We still have the very best revenue share model there is. Nothing changed about the money coming in and going out. 50-50 split still today, yesterday, the day before, and many years before that, and many years beyond. But revenue share 2.0 is much more sustainable and gives agents an opportunity that want to be leaders, that want to step up, they want to continue to produce, they want to continue doing that piece, but they want to develop an exit strategy. This is absolutely the exit strategy you're looking for. And if you are interested in building this up before your retirement years, now is the time to jump on the bandwagon, because this model just got a whole lot better for people that want to develop an exit strategy, but also don't want all the headaches and all the hats. We'll give you a Wolfpack hat. Give me a call, book a call, and we'll make it happen. But don't let anyone tell you that this, you know, was cut in half, or that EXP, you know, had to pull back for any reason. This is a long-term visionary play, and they made revenue share sustainable for the long term and remain the only exit strategy based on what we do every single day in real estate. So if you want to quit trading your time for money at some point in your career, and you want to maybe be a part of those kids' lives, or you want to do all of that, this is your opportunity, right? Still willable, still able to, you know, provide for your family for many generations to come. Build it now. This model gives you the opportunity. Let's book a call. Let's chat. I want this to change your life like it has mine. We'll talk to you next time. Bye-bye.